I watched the footage of Trump and Melania. Melania.
Melania. Look at me. Melania. Melania. Melania.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So all the family eventually gets out there doing the ballroom.
Now we've done good.
What?
We've been anything else done today? That's a you now know how to say the first lady's name.
Melania.
Or just call her Floater. Just call her Floater. Just call her Floater.
Hey, come on. I got that. So these people. First, the Trumps come out, then the Pences, then other people. Were they all sons and daughters of Trump?
And yes, they were an immediate family.
Yeah, during the My Way. Are all of them on the drops?
No.
How many? You got Ivanka, Melania, Donald, those three. Anybody else in their group and daughters and sons?
Ivana. Ivana.
That's the ex-wife. Right.
Yeah.
Was she on there dancing with anybody? Or is she not considered part of the family?
There. No, she's included. Don't worry.
She was on the floor on the ball, My Way, dancing
there? Yes. Yes. All their hair looked the same. We know how you could confuse them. And they look, there's 70 years between their ages, and they all look like they're all 25 years old. It's pretty astounding, isn't it?
Right. Very impressive. So Ivana.
At Renew is some hot shit, huh, Bob?
Renew?
Yeah, you should try it.
Yeah, Renew. Ivana has her own present husband with her on the dance floor?
She's not married.
Oh, so who did she dance with? One of the sons?
One of the sons. Yep.
Who is her? Are the older children all her children? Did she have like three? This is Ivana.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so we did that. So Flamel, Roxy goes into Nicholas Flamel and the importance of him. Did he become eternal? Is he still in the flesh here, Nicholas Flamel?
One version is.
Okay. Just like O'Fanel is one version of me. Correct?
Not so much. It's a little different.
Is Trafalgar Square a gate like Battery Park? The Trafalgar Square pillar and that environment. Right, a major gate.
Yeah.
Does one have to go stand there, near there, to go through that gate?
No.
But when it's like ley lines or meridians, when the Queen Mother would go to other worlds, she would the Grand Central Station would take her through Trafalgar Square, whether she knew it or not.
Yes, or the wall at Edinburgh.
Yes.
Remember the wall?
Right.
Yeah.
Now
the wall.
We were going to. So she knew that Trafalgar Square was a gate.
Yes, of course.
But she didn't have to go stand by it.
Right.
Or did she? She didn't have to.
She did not have to. Mm-mm.
Right. So,
Coordinates. This is like you, Bob. Coordinates only set the placeholder. Coordinates are the placeholders. You can pull a tangent off any angle, regardless of where you are, if you know where the angle is. Right?
I guess so. And now the... you use this term placeholder. Is time and space created by humans a placeholder?
Apparently.
Right. It's some kind of anchoring position that humans create for stability, apparent stability.
Apparently
they do that. Are there things about human who make that, the human making of that is a mystery to you?
No.
All right. What is it you don't know about humans? The mystery part. Their will, their choices.
Why you chose to fall.
Well, I led that chart, so you wonder why I created
And then why you chose to fall and then refused to come back.
Right, and you're and I let
and then
that
why you chose to fall, refused to come back, and then riddled all every timeline and every religion and every faith and every position and every canticle and every atom of every particle that's ever been exuded from all of this time space continuum, if that's what you want to call it, to remind you to do the very thing that you won't do.
Implemented that desire. I started that desire, or I exploited it.
Apparently, being the dark soul. Apparently,
I've had this fallen state. I intended the humans to get addicted to the fallen state.
Apparently,
That's even worse than Jesus. I'm worse than Jesus.
To make tears. I guess you wanted to have the sell handkerchiefs for all the tears that you were going to cause the humans to go.
Wanted to make money off the handkerchiefs?
Apparently.
All right.
So do you want us to never send you an email for the rest of days?
No, it's okay. I don't want to have you in a knot about yourself. Okay, here's an article.
We don't have to.
I know. The Skingularity is Near by William Henry. I actually remember him at the Mesquite Conference in Nevada I was at in August 1999, put on by the UFO conference, UFO people, International UFO or something. And he's describing how our skin is very key to our transcendence. So he says...
It's a fractal.
Is that the mathematical fractal or the thing in the angel diagram which is not the mathematical fractal?
Well, they both have mathematical values, so we would say both.
They are both, but the fractal you're talking about is not the mathematical value that people think it
is. It can be. It can. We can take your meat sack body, okay, the skin, the derma, the exoskeleton of your body, and take that dermis and the clippings off your fingernails and run Coldplay. And we can take the dermis, the stuff that falls off of you, that staff is all over your body, eating the skin off of you. It's why the maids have to come clean. It's why the maids have to come clean all the time, constantly, because to keep your antenna dimmed so you don't blow up this world.
Is the antenna, when you talk about the fractal, you put the antenna. That's not a mathematical.
Yes, it is. Calculating the fractal. Cell towers.
We're talking about that. Everybody knows about fractals, the repeating stupid thing. Is that what you're talking about, that repeating pattern?
No.
Right. So what is it? Something else, an object or something.
It's a dimension.
A dimension, okay. And is it, does the repeating fractal mathematical thing that everybody even has in their bedroom, on their TV and computer, is that accurate? Description.
No,
of,
you have to do it a dialectic breakdown.
Right, which we haven't done yet. So that's a project. Do a dialectical breakdown of the fractal, as you mean the fractal. Correct?
Do.
It is in the seventh ring of the diagram, correct? Angel diagram.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So he says, in numerous spiritual traditions, the next humans, the ascended humans, possess a magnificent hidden ethereal light body that is referenced as the must-get new skin. That's in quotes. The must-get new skin that is under our skin. Is that sentence accurate?
No, it has to be driven by recursion. Driven by recursion, the skin.
And recursion is a mathematical formula or concept, right?
It is. It is.
So you're talking about the relationships of angles and proportions in a particular way.
And in your meat sack, that is, for example, you can't live without your meat sack. You can't live without skin.
Right. And the, oh no, we could
take
on.
You don't have to have a heart. You don't have to have a heart, but you do have to have skin.
That's why the fingernails are important. They're the extension of the skin part.
It's an outward evidence of an imperial internal grace.
The skin is. Or the
fingernail is.
Fingernail. So, so the you're saying that the core, I've often asked you, what's the core of atomics? What are frequencies? Are they musical? Is it visual? Is it musical? You're saying that the skin is more important than any underlying mathematical laws of physical atomic interaction, right? The skin itself is our immortality.
We'd really like it better if you didn't make that be a thing, but yeah.
But it is a thing, and nobody knows that unless you're ascended.
Correct.
Yeah, no religions know that. Does the Dalai Lama know it?
No.
Okay. So this guy, is he describing that? He says the must get
no.
new skin that...
He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he lumps together from different religions in Sufism. It is called the most sacred body and the super-celestial body. Taoist calls the diamond body. And those who have attained it are called the immortals and the cloud walkers. Yogi schools and tantrics call it the divine body. In Kriya Yoga, it's called the body of bliss. In Vedanta, it's called the superconductive body. In the alchemical tradition, the emerald tablet calls it the golden body. Now, he's trying to talk about a skin underneath our regular skin. He doesn't know that our regular skin is what he's trying to romanticize. Correct?
Good. That's very nice. You're good. You're very good at this, Bob.
Well, what is it that I'm doing? I mean, at analysis of delusion, I'm good at analyzing conceptual bullshit.
Yeah. Tradition.
Well, you know, that's what? That's tradition, did you say?
Yes.
Bullshit. Yeah, that's actually what the Evergreen said to me quite early. You're a very good bullshit detector. That's what they said about me. You agree in that point. Correct?
Always, Bob.
Hey, yeah, he actually thought there was going to be a UFO landing on January 1st, 2012, December 21st, 2012. He went to the Yukon to meet the UFOs.
There certainly was. There absolutely was.
But his friends didn't see them.
Who knows what they see? That's the problem with delusion. You don't know the difference between live and memory. That's the rub.
Something did show up in the Yucatan. Because
it certainly did.
And did any humans witness it?
Yes, they did.
And was it spelled out in the Mayan prophecies? That's how you figured out where it
was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But that calendar is off. We told you that.
Right. But there were humans who didn't go there planning to see it and were successful. They just happened to see it by accident.
Well, it was intrinsic. Yes.
Right. But the calendar and the Mayan prophecies knew this would happen and they predicted it and it did happen. Just the humans didn't have the right coordinates. Unless by accident.
Correct. That's correct.
All right. We better get ready. We've got an hour. So, thank you very much for the session.
You're very welcome. I hope you was happy. I hope you have a happy day. And so you're not cross with non-physical, and you're going to follow the rules, and you're going to have a good show?
Yes, I'm going to follow all the rules. Thank you very much. I'm with you on that.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to make you as comfortable as possible. Making you comfortable, man. Man, are you there? Okay.